So you've been to some nice restaurants around Australia?
Yes, in Sydney we were also in good restaurant. Here also, we were Francois yesterday.
What do you think?
Well, the food was beautiful.
Oh, really? Always.
They matches very well with, Charlie chose the food for the wine of Jean-Claude.
Yeah.
And I had some wine for aperitif and with the cheese. And they matches very well.
What is always good address.
Any other restaurants stand out that you've been to?
We were in Sydney, we were in Black in the casino, one of the restaurants of the casino of Sydney.
Okay,
yeah. It's a very good restaurant. We taste very good meat, very well. We were surprised that the meat are so well cooked here.
Yeah.
And we had good, we have a special wine, Pinot Meunier, and Jean-Claude was very interesting to taste this because he planned in his plot with all the vineyards.
Yep.
And so he never tasted the wine with only Pinot Meunier.
Oh, really?
Because Pinot Meunier is part in Champagne,
yeah,
but not in Burgundy yet.
Pinot Meunier. So was that from Best?
From Australia, but I don't remember where.
Because it's not
from New South Wales, I think.
From New South Wales, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not sure anymore. And we taste other wines. We were in Manta also on the Wharf,
okay.
A good restaurant. We came here in Melbourne. Because I worked in Geelong Peninsula 31 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to see again all the people I met 30 years ago. And
where did
Charlie
you?
And I worked for Higginbotham.
Oh yeah.
And now tomorrow we go to Andrew Higginbotham in Domana.
Yeah.
And I worked with at that time I worked with Peter Cumming for Water Wheel. Vineyards near Bendigo Bridgewater.
Yeah.
And so we see them on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And after Andrew want to take us in the outbush because he has some houses over there.
That's Charlie. No worries.
And we go back to Sydney on Friday 30 of August and back home on Sunday. Ali, say it.
So I think this is a fun lineup. We get to taste two hot code, a white and a red, and two versions of the Clos de Mariage. This is Jean-Claude's original vineyard. Just you.
Just me.
Oh, un petit chelou. We have to drink together, not to leave you alone tasting the wine.
Merci.
Cheers.
So cheers, guys.
Well, nice to meet you. Cheers, Sue.
Cheers, Charlie. Cheers.
Right, so this is Bourgogne Blanc, Eau Côte de Beaune. 2017 from Jean-Claude Rateau.
Yes.
C'est Veltine.
Is that all Chardonnay?
Que du Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Because he has another plot, Haute Côte de Beaune, with only Pinot Blanc.
Yes.
And it's very interesting to taste both also. But this is only Chardonnay, a nice freshness, very elegant, not heavy.
What I've always loved about Jean-Claude's wines is this pure fruit. There's a pure slick fruit and there's no noise around it. So Jean-Claude uses only old oak, very old oak.
Mm-hmm.
When he's fermented the wine, when he's pressed the wine and it ferments, it goes into a barrel and it's not touched.
Yep.
There's no racking and no stirring. The wine goes in peacefully and it comes out when it's time to go into the bottle.
That is filled in. Chardonnay, 75%.
Yes.
Pinot Bureau, it's the old Pinot Gris in Burgundy.
Yep.
L'ancêtre, yeah.
The ancestor.
The ancestor.
Yep.
Pinot Gris.
15% and 10% Pinot Blanc.
So it's a genuine field blend. So we're not, there's not a row of Pinot Blanc and a row of Pinot Gris. There is Chardonnay, Chardonnay, Chardonnay. Oops, there's a Pinot Blanc vine.
Yeah.
It all gets
all picked in one pass.
Mm.
Yep. We put it together.
Tout ensemble.
Ah oui, oui.
And press together.
Ce serait impossible de faire autrement.
Non.
S'il y a un pied.
On se ferait chier. On s'emmerderait.
On ferait des rangs, mais bon.
Said, even if you wanted to, it would just be ridiculous to try and pick only the Chardonnay.
Non, l'idée, c'est vraiment que les racines se mélangent. The roots are all together.
Mm. That's a very different nose. The first wine is lovely and pure. It had that lovely acid drive and good sort of viscosity in the mouth. This is more sort of richness and more exotic fruits. It's not.
Yes, fat.
Yeah, it's not all Chardonnay. It's yeah.
But this is not Haute Côte anymore. It's near the town Beaune. It's Clos des Mariages. And you can explain well the soil because I'm not so good like you.
Can I just do a bit of wine geek thing? I printed out a map. Can you just show me where this vineyard is?
Where is the monde?
Oh, super. It's here, Les Mariages.
Mm. Ah, fantastic. Right. All right. Mm.
Here you have Savigny-les-Baunes.
Yep.
Big valley.
Yep.
And, comment on dit, un cône de déjection?
Bonne question.
Compliqué.
And all the erosion of the valley deposits a little, the stones, the gravel, gravel, and they go into here.
Yeah.
Also, and so this Clos des Mariages is more gravel soil. It's not clay soil.
It's the same thing with the Pommard Valley here. Mm-hmm. You see? Okay. And here you are in the natural stone, which
of the hills
on the hill, which have given soil with erosion.
Yeah.
And different limestone. So, different quality of limestone. It's the same age of limestone, but eroded, not the same.
Okay.
Haute Côte is here. White wine and red wine. It's not the same soil. Here we have a white soil. It's good for white wine.
Yep.
Marl.
It's quite chalky.
And here, a lot of stone and a lot of iron.
Yep.
It's the soil for Pinot Noir.
Yep.
Wet soil, yes.
Wow.
And bone is a very long, we have 38 different premier cru.
Yes.
It's marvelous.
And no Grand Cru. What happened?
No Grand Cru.
Was it the same as in Neuilly St. George where there probably should have been one, but they elected not to have it done?
C'est trop petit. Comme ici, hein, tu vois, les Bressans et les Grèves, ça pourrait être grand cru, mais c'est trop petit.
Ever humble Jean-Claude Rateau says it's very good. He's happy as it is. He doesn't want people coming drinking Bressan.
Yeah.
Mais Pommard,
I hear that.
Pommard est en train de créer deux grands crus, les Rugiens et les Epnaux.
Yeah.
Pommard's going down that path, and they're going to elevate a couple of premier crus to grand cru.
Yeah.
So that could happen,
he doesn't want it. Non, mais Pommard a un historique, si tu veux,
d'accord,
sur vraiment l'exception de ces deux terroirs.
D'accord.
Et nous, on n'a pas d'historique sur des terroirs d'exception à Beaune.
Est-ce qu'il y a trop de négociants?
Non, ça remonte beaucoup plus loin, ça remonte au Moyen Âge.
D'accord. Clos des Mariages is beautiful on the palate. There's so much complexity and so much going on. That's amazing.
Et c'est une jeune vigne, en plus.
And it's a young vine.
Okay.
So it will develop more intensity and complexity and minerality. And also this, and you had a really good food with that. It was it was yesterday evening?
Langoustine.
I know it was yesterday afternoon. It was beautiful with that.
Yeah,
it has some anise fennel taste of fresh herbs.
Langoustines, where did you have those?
At François, of course. So they're doing a grilled scampi, langoustine.
I didn't know that.
Grilled with lemongrass.
Lemongrass and a bit of chili.
I love langoustines, they're amazing.
It's a pretty good dish.
All right, I might have to go back.
Yeah.
This is a Haute Côte de Beaune Rouge 2017.
Oui. Traditionnellement, on est sur des arômes et des goûts de petits fruits.
The tradition is Haute Côte de Beaune in wet. They have really the taste of little fruits, black fruits, wet fruit like red currant, strawberry, raspberry.
Yeah, the wild fruits of the forest.
Blackberries, so a little bit.
Again, what I love about Jean-Claude's wines is there's no noise around that.
Yeah.
It's just this pure little puff of aromatics, and there it is. There's nothing getting in the way.
And always a nice freshness or acidity, because it's higher. It's nice with barbecue, with charcuterie. It's easy food to eat. And it's very good in summer when it's hot.
Yeah. This it's grown in the red soils, so up this way. Yeah. Very mineral. I like it.
So the white side of Clos des Mariages really suffered in the drought of 2003.
Yep.
It was a very hot year, 2003, and the vineyards, the white side of the vineyard suffered. So he started again. He ripped it out, and that's when he did all of this. Shuffled the decks of Chardonnay, Pinot Blanc, and Pinot Gris, and inward plants. The red side, however, is older vines. So the oldest are 80 years old.
He has five different age vineyards. It's one of his village, Bone Village wine, who are more, a little bit spicy, a little bit more. And it's the wine he sells the first of the three villages he has, because it's open quicker.
Yep.
And, but they age very long. They age 20 years without problems.
I do Clos des Mariages here. I do Les Prévols. Comment on dit, très floral.
It's more flowery, Les Prévols.
Yep. And Les Bons Feux, Les Beaux Fougés. I blend the two areas. Ça, c'est le plus riche, le plus complet des bonnes.
Yep.
Dommage qu'on n'a pas là, mais...
You got that?
Yeah. Oui. That's lovely. They're fantastic wines. Glad we tried them.
Awesome.
Glad we made time to do that.
Yeah, I'm glad you got a chance to as well.